As we're able to see that our explorer at year one, that is the storage, is already created here. So now what we can do is that we simply just go here and we will be able to see the basic main page for the storage. So now what we're going to do is that we're just going to see the account endpoints, and for that what I'm going to do is that I got to click on the storage account as it took me to this place, and after that I have to click on this dashboard. What it actually does is that here you can see the four items under the services, which are these ones, yeah, the blobs, tables, queues, and the files. So these are something that are available in the storage account. So if I just scroll a bit down, so these are the status, availability is online, management services, location, the primary status, the secondary status, the primary region, the secondary region. So the primary region we just already defined, that is South Central US. And secondary region is North Central US. For example, if there is some failure going on in South Central US, so it would fetch the data from North Central US region. And this is something that works respectively. Whereas I haven't added a custom domain here, and it's been created this time. Subscription is Westpark and subscription ID. Oh, I needed to just show that to you guys right now. So each of those option is having, I would say, a unique URL. For example, for blob, that is blob.core.windows.net. For tables, it is table.core.windows.net. For queues, it is queue.core.windows.net. And if we talk about file, it is file.core.windows.net. So similarly, what you can do is that you can manage your custom domain as well. So to go with your custom domain, you have to basically go with your domain provider and just manage the settings, and you can learn more about setting up a custom domain here as well. And after you have just done the settings, you can just put in here and register that, and you'll be able to just map the custom domain. That is it for this video. In the next video, we're just going to generate the access keys.